Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does each week at this time, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And last week, I left everyone with a challenge.
Why don't you clear that up for us?
I said, start with the name Gavin Newsom, the current Lieutenant Governor of California. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase that describes what many superheroes are known for doing. What's the phrase?
What's the phrase?
Saving women.
Oh. All right, Ian, on September 18th, 1990, Hershey's lowered a 500-pound chocolate kiss in Times Square in New York City. Constructed to celebrate the release of Hershey's Kisses with Almonds, the kiss traveled down the same flagpole that the famous ball does on New Year's Eve and was actually built by the same company. That kiss, however, is not the largest ever made. Guinness reports that the largest one, this one actually made of chocolate, was made to celebrate Hershey's 100th anniversary and weighed over 30,000 pounds. In honor of those big kisses, this week we've got a whole show full of kisses.
Okay.
Scarlett O'Hara, you're a fool, is what Rhett Butler says right before he grabs Scarlett and kisses her, after which she gasps, "Stop, please, I'm faint." This exchange happens in chapter 47 of what famous 1936 novel?
That's Gone with the Wind.
It is indeed. And later on in that chapter, she says, "Aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?" To which he replies, "Don't you think you've had enough kissing for one evening?" During the first half of an Olympic exhibition basketball game in 2012, a famous couple was caught on the kiss cam. Instead of kissing, the man hugged his wife, which prompted boos from the crowd. When the camera zoomed in on them during the second half, they kissed, to which the crowd responded with chants of, "Four more years." Who is this famous couple?
I'll say the Obamas.
You would say the correct thing then, because that's right. In 1978, coincidentally also on September 18th, in fact, the four members of the rock band Kiss each released a solo album. Among the songs on Gene Simmons' album is a cover of what Disney song, written for the 1940 film Pinocchio and sung by Jiminy Cricket at the beginning and the end of the movie.
Is it When You Wish Upon a Star?
It is When You Wish Upon a Star. I have never heard this version, but the fact that Gene Simmons covered When You Wish Upon a Star just sounds like one of the most either amazing or awful things in the universe.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to hear that right this minute or never.
And also appearing on Simmons' album Cher, singer Helen Reddy, and actress Katie Sagal. Originating on Broadway in 1948 and revived in 1999, Kiss Me, Kate is a Tony Award-winning musical with music and lyrics by Cole Porter. The plot centers around the conflict between the stage manager and the leading lady, who is also his ex-wife, as they mount a production of what William Shakespeare play?
Taming of the Shrew.
That is correct. And Kiss Me, Kate is the only one of Cole Porter's musicals that ran for more than 1,000 performances on Broadway.
Wow.
And finally, filmed in 1896, an 18-second film known simply as The Kiss was one of the first films ever shown commercially to the public. It reenacts a scene from a stage play and contains what is considered to be the first movie kiss. The film was produced at the studios of what famous inventor?
Edison?
Correct. Thomas Edison. Send us chocolate, please. Hershey Kisses, Hershey Bars, whatever you've got. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can brush up your Shakespeare and then visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show. Some extra credit or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase chocolate bar. Drop one letter and you can rearrange the result to spell two colors, one a shade of blue and the other a shade of brown. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.